logo, Hallmark Media. A banner reads, Merry Christmas from Evergreen Lane.
If you're not familiar with Evergreen Lane, it is the most magical Christmas street in the whole world, with the most intense HOA rules imaginable. My parents can take a lot of credit for that, and somehow the entire neighborhood is on board for their craziness. But they always had the best intentions. I learned the hard way last Christmas, and you know what? I wouldn't trade that experience for the world. I had such a wonderful time in this odd little lane that I decided to make it my home again. And I'm even dating the boy next door. My quirky neighbors are now my family.
Hey!
And this year, I am all in.
That's great.
It's actually, we're all in it together.
Oh, that looks so good. Thank you.
Because if there's one thing I've learned, the point of Christmas is to bring as much joy to as many people as possible.
Go. Hey, Dad. Is that a camera?
No, it's a theodolite. It's for geological surveying.
Oh, you planning something big with your decorations this year?
Mind-blowing.
Oh.
Emily smiles as Jared arrives.
Attention all units. This is Agent Sugarplum reporting an on-time arrival of the necessary nutcracker. Over.
Just one sec. You know the rules.
Come on.
36 inches shoe, two chapeau.
Seriously, it's the same exact nutcracker as last year.
I'm just double-checking.
What, making sure he didn't magically shrink inside of his storage bin?
I'm making sure no one accuses me of giving my girlfriend special treatment.
Oh.
Look at that. You're in the clear.
Oh, so no citation.
Sadly, no. I will settle for a kiss, however.
Do you think that I only kiss you to get out of citations?
Why do you think I keep writing them?
You know, I was thinking that if down the road we ended up on a more permanent basis.
Mm, I'm listening.
And in that scenario, hypothetically, we'd only have to decorate one house.
You mean we only get to decorate one house?
Jared and Emily kiss.
Ned, you have to move that.
Men at work.
Enough with the PDA, you two. You're making me sick.
Oh, come on. You're way worse with Alan.
It's true. Three more long and lonely weeks until he gets back. But it's an El Nino year, so I'm not holding my breath.
Actually, it's a La Nina year. La Nina, from the Spanish for little girl. It's the colder counterpart to the oceanic and atmospheric phenomenon, which is known as the Southern Oscillation.
Thank you, Ned. If I had a meteorology merit badge, I'd pin it on your parka. You see what I'm dealing with?
Wow, it's getting intense.
Title, Haul Out the Holly, Lit Up. On Evergreen Lane, smiling neighbors decorate their lawns and homes for Christmas. Text, Lazy Chabert, Wes Brown, Alan Travolta. Pamela lobs a snowball across the street and hits Ned's theodolite. Text, Seth Morris, Jennifer Aspen, Peter Jacobson, Carrie Morgan, Eliza Hazemar, with Melissa Peterman and Stephen Tobolowski. Emily talks on her Christmas walkie-talkie, and Jared steps aside for two neighbors carrying wooden fence posts wrapped with garland. Text, original music by Tommy Fields. On a Hall of Fame wall, seven gilded frames hold panelists' portraits. Outside, Helen holds a Polaroid camera.
It's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough.
Okay, everyone, get together. Say evergreen on three.
One, two, three.
Evergreen.
As you can see, we're all very close. Almost too close. So when a house goes up for sale on Evergreen Lane, it causes quite the commotion.
I can't believe the Chapmans are gone.
Oh, I'm going to miss Nancy Snickerdoodles.
I blame myself. She probably got tired of me absolutely destroying her in the cookie contest year after year after year.
I'm pretty sure her law firm transferred her to Seattle.
Okay. Tell yourself whatever you need to feel better, sweetie.
The real question is, are they up to the task that awaits them? Or are we going to have to go medieval on their merriment? Now come clean, Farnsworth. What are we dealing with here?
Ned, I am in the dark on this one. Their realtor filed the HOA paperwork.
How mysterious. I wonder who it could be.
Wait a minute. I think I know how we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
What would you like to know?
Who's moving into the house next door?
The House Next Door is a 2002 thriller directed by Joey Travolta.
Sorry, Mary Louise. I don't think the technology is quite there yet.
Well, they knew when Sizzler was opened.
Listen, I'm sure whoever moves in, they're going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, I just hope it's not the couple we saw the other day.
Why? They seem so nice.
They seem nice, but I suspected insufficient holiday spirit.
Oh, how so?
They were wearing beanies. with no pom-poms.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh. Wait, seriously? What does that have to do with anything?
Ned, you want to take this one away?
Pom-poms are jocular. Like a corncob pipe. Like a Christmas pendant. Like cookies for breakfast. They convey a sense of playfulness, ergo holiday spirit.
If you choose to wear a winter hat and also choose not to wear a pom-pom, it is a dead giveaway. You're a Grinch in hiding.
Mm-hmm. Glad I'm not a Grinch. Don't get cocky, kid. You still got a long way ahead of you.
Where's your pom-pom?
Ned finds no pom-pom on his own hat.
Well done, Emily. The student becomes the teacher. Mm.
Oh, thank you.
In the morning, Jared arrives on Emily's porch with a donut box.
Some holiday treats for the HOA meeting?
Aw, that was so sweet of you. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. Also hoping to buy a little forgiveness.
For what?
I can't make it.
Again, why?
I have a meeting with the Millers about their remodel. Do you think you can cover for me?
Of course I can, but...
Any questions that anybody has, they can call, text, email, DM. I will take care of it.
I think you forgot singing telegram.
Absolutely. Unless it's Pamela. What's wrong?
Okay, I'm gonna say it. I don't feel like you're prioritizing Christmas.
Emily Melrose. The woman I had to citate last year to come to my white elephant party?
I know, but now I am all in, and I just want to know that we're all in together.
Oh, I am all in. Believe me, just... I have this one last thing to do. Trust me.
All right.
Okay, all right. Oh, gonna need this.
Wow.
All right.
A lot of notes.
Jared leaves a hefty stack of notes with Emily, then meets with Jess at a jewelry shop.
I have so much to do. I just haven't been this nervous since HOA election night.
It's probably best if you keep that between us.
The stakes are so high, I just don't want logistics to mess it up.
This is supposed to be the most exhilarating moment of your life. Jared, you sound like you're planning a block party.
Please. Planned many a block parties in my day, Jess, but I've never had to coordinate a horse and buggy, a string quartet, a glassblower, an ornamental locksmith, an Austrian composer to write original Christmas music.
Maybe we should think about simplifying the plan.
I may be a simple man, but I do not make simple plans.
It's just the holidays are stressful as it is. You're adding a million things to your to-do list when I'm sure that Emily would be ecstatic if you just got down on one knee.
Oh, knee pads. Thanks for the reminder.
Hi.
A jeweler shows them a ring.
Thanks, John. Wow.
Jared, that is beautiful.
Think so?
Definitely fit for the future queen of Evergreen Lane.
Well, I could cry just thinking about that. So you think she'll like it?
She's been describing her ideal wedding ring since seventh grade home ec. Trust me, this passes the test.
Yeah.
How many points are in these donuts?
No. Okay.
At the HOA meeting, everyone grabs donuts as Ned straggles in.
All right, should we get started?
Yes.
Where's the Christmas cruller? You all know I have lifetime dibs on the Christmas cruller.
Well, maybe there wasn't one.
Jared always gets at least one Christmas cruller for me.
It's pronounced cruller, okay? And Jared isn't here, so please, Ned, just let it go.
Pamela's right. Jared couldn't be here, but he said if any of you have questions, please feel free to reach out to him.
Oh, reach out? Touch someone? Oh, what a world we live in. Dear Jared.
Okay, this is not pastry gate, Ned. We've got important business to do here.
I'm sorry, you guys. Jared's notes are a mess. I really can't make heads or tails of what needs to be done.
It's gonna be fine. I think Jared has everything under control.
Well, it's just the tree lighting's in 2 days, and I don't know which volunteers are supposed to be doing what.
I'm available tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Bob.
That means around 11:40 a.m. for him, FYI.
Got it.
Technically, that's still morning.
Should have gone through this more carefully with Jared beforehand.
Okay, then what are we doing here?
Certainly not enjoying a Christmas cruller.
I will give you 1,000 crullers if you stop saying it like that.
That is the exact pronunciation from North Hamburg.
Hold on, everybody. Dolores from the notary office is snapping me.
Hold on. You snap?
Yeah, my grandson taught me.
Oh, this will be fun.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Spit it out, woman.
Oh, my golly, by Jiminy Crickets. Oh, I can't believe it.
What is it?
Spit it out. The people moving into the house are the Jolly Johnsons.
Can you believe it?
Don't you toy with me about my JJs.
Who are the JJs? I'm not kidding. They're moving in next Wednesday morning.
That's less than 39 hours from now.
Oh, can you believe it? We're famous.
No, we're not famous. They're famous.
You guys, who are the Jolly Johnsons?
What?
Wow.
I thought we were friends.
Jolly Johnsons are the reigning champions of Ho Ho House.
Ho Ho House?
Okay, stop it. Please, you're just embarrassing yourself. You know what? I have a picture. Okay. Yeah, here they are.
out. Mm-hmm. How'd you pull those up so fast?
Well, I might have recently printed them out to put on my vision board. Is there a problem?
Only if you don't share them with me. The resolution is spectacular.
So they're reality show celebrities?
I don't think the word celebrity really does them justice.
Yeah, I'm more like nobility.
Royalty.
Nailed it, Mary Louise. And didn't even have to ask your phone. I wonder if Jared knows who they are.
I mean, do you have any idea how important the Johnsons are to me?
No, and we've been together a while, so I find that a little weird.
Yeah, sorry for binging the last season without you. I just thought you wouldn't understand.
No, I actually really don't understand. Can you enlighten me?
I can't. They're my holiday idols, okay? They set the bar for suburban Scientology. Can you imagine the roof cred they're going to bring to Evergreen Lane?
Roof cred? Is that a good thing?
It's the best thing. I got to call your dad.
Oh, I told him. I told him you call him after you got your project sorted with the Millers.
Oh, the Millers. Yeah, the Millers.
You know the reason you had to... Missed the HOA today.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I'm all done with that. Isn't that great?
That's great, because now you can focus on the HOA and making sure that Christmas is perfect.
And now that the Jolly Johnsons are moving in, this can be even more than perfect.
I don't think anything can be more perfect than perfect.
Just you wait.
They finish a Polar Express display.
Oh, this is great. All right. Da-da-da-da. What do you think of this year's choices?
Am I still Santa?
Of course.
Well, it's more perfect than perfect.
I love it.
At a coffee shop.
What do you mean, distracted? Well, he just has so much on his plate already with the HOA. I'm just worried that these new neighbors are going to throw him off his game.
I told him to keep it simple yesterday.
Wait, you saw him yesterday?
Yeah, it was totally random. I saw him and we talked. Not about anything important. It's like small talk. It's Christmas stuff.
Where were you?
At the store. The grocery store. Smith's. Yeah, we just bumped into each other.
I literally just stocked his fridge.
He was getting lunch. Yeah, at the deli. He was getting a sandwich, and I was telling him, keep it simple with the sandwich, Jared. Because you know how he gets the meats and the cheeses and the toppings? He's like, mayo, mustard, onions. It's not about the sandwich. What it is about is a family moving in. I really think that it's going to help keep him less distracted.
Well, I think it's having the opposite effect. Mm-hmm. He was rehearsing for 2 hours yesterday how he's going to greet them tomorrow.
He did?
Yes. Their accents, costume changes, musical numbers.
Oh, God.
I know. It's getting intense.
Maybe having a family as jolly as the Johnsons will help keep them inspired to really crush Christmas.
In a neighborhood as intense as ours, I'm a little worried about what exactly is going to be crushed.
I'm worried too.
Right?
Yeah.
Outside, neighbors hold welcome signs.
What'd you bring?
My famous peppermint bark. Power move.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you. Wait, you're not English and that's too formal. No. It's great to meet you too. Why would it be great to meet me? I'm a nobody. They're famous.
What are you doing? Oh.
What? Loosening up.
Jared, they're just people like you and me. Just be yourself.
I can't. Myself is lightheaded and my vision's blurry.
It's okay.
We have a visual. Prepare to engage full jolliness. Let's go.
Here they come!
Oh my gosh,
Bob, try not to talk too much, okay? All right.
Ned films the Johnsons' arrival. As their SUV turns into the driveway of their new home, everyone waves. Meanwhile, Pamela grins at her phone screen.
I'm telling you, they just pulled up.
They're here!
You're in my shop!
Okay, Ned, nobody cares about your home videos. I am FaceTiming my Aunt Kathy.
But this is going on the time capsule.
You're a time capsule.
Get a load of this. It's a bona fide welcoming committee.
Welcome.
Don't mind me. Just documenting for posterity.
Eat it, Aunt Kathy. Now do you believe me?
I'm sorry. I hate to do this, but can you please put the cameras away?
Oh. We feel sheepish even saying this, but all media requests have to go through our agent.
Of course.
No problemo.
So silly of us.
Hey, I'm Emily. I live right next door, and this is Jared. He is our HOA president.
Great to meet you both. Lack of the wise.
Is something wrong with his face?
He's just a big fan.
Oh, that is so sweet. Don't treat us any differently. We are a normal family, just like anyone else.
We don't want any special treatment. So tell me, Mr. Prez, what's the most important thing we need to know about Evergreen Lane?
I'm glad you asked, Joe. I think the most important thing is to know that we're all a family here.
And we are here for each other, no matter what.
That is the best peppermint bark you've ever had. It wasn't right, was it? Peppermint bark is what I've...
We know you did, buddy.
You okay? You got this? You want to take me in?
We make sure we make Christmas as great as possible for as many people as possible.
And we faithfully abide by the well-crafted rules and regulations of our homeowners association.
Yeah, it's a special edition, hand-sewn with vegan pleather and a foreword written by me, Pamela Bevins.
She presents a real book, blows an awkward kiss, and cringes.
It really is our honor to welcome you to Evergreen Lane and its esteemed HOA.
We actually have a meeting tomorrow. I know you only just arrived, so if you need to get settled, we understand.
Oh, we'll be there.
Oh, great.
And you're just in time, because we're going to light the famous Evergreen Lane Christmas tree tonight. That little guy?
Huh. It's bigger in the pictures, doesn't it, sweetheart?
But it'll do.
Either way, we'll be there. Right, gang?
Yep,
you bet.
In the meantime, enjoy the cheery charity of Santa's Helpers, and we'll have you guys moved in two wrinkles of the nose.
That will be a lifesaver, especially when the second truck gets here.
Two trucks? That's over 100 cubic meters of furniture.
Oh, the second truck is just for decorations.
You have an entire truck dedicated to Christmas?
Not just Christmas. Thanksgiving.
Flag Day.
Memorial Day.
Labor Day.
Valentine's Day.
We even have something for leap year.
Whee! I'm in the presence of greatness.
Well, we'd love to have you guys over for dinner if you have a free night sometime soon.
How 7 p.m. sharp tomorrow? Jimmy has rehearsal for Christmas Carol, so it'll just be the two of us. And I'll send you my list of allergens.
Okay, great. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the bathroom. That's the living room.
Oh, thank you so much.
The second living room.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you.
Oh, for sure.
Jimmy munches peppermint bark.
Oh, what a nice welcome.
I think we may have really hit the jackpot as far as neighborhoods go.
Not as good as yours, Mom.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone.
I just hope that they aren't offended by how enthusiastic we are about Christmas.
Mm. Yeah, maybe we should ease into it a little bit just so we don't show everybody up right away.
At night, at the Evergreen Lane tree lighting,
Susie wants a dolly. Nellie wants a storybook. She thinks dolls are folly. As for me, my little brain isn't very bright. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, what you think is right.
Bravo!
Oh, come on, guys. Give it up again for Mary Louise. Jolly indeed. Speaking of jolly, I have a very special announcement to make to all of you. The newest members of Evergreen Lane, Joe, Jane, and Jimmy Johnson of the Jolly Johnsons. So as you guys know, at the beginning of December, we light the Evergreen Lane Christmas tree.
You didn't last year.
We absolutely lit it last year, Ned.
2 weeks late.
You have to let it go, Ned. You have to let it go. We have to move on from this.
Please. He still can't get over Watergate.
He was framed.
Oh, was he?
Moving on. Thank you guys for being here. As your HOA president, I want to assure you that these festivities are going to be as wonderful, if not more wonderful, than last year. Also, there will be a meeting 9 a.m. tomorrow to discuss further festivities at the lovely Pamela's house.
It's a shoes off house, people. So please plan accordingly. You know who you are.
Okay, let's light this tree.
The Johnsons rock out with a boombox. A confetti cannon fires sparkling streamers over the crowd. Jared's brow furrows as confetti rains down.
Say jolly, you say Johnsons. Jolly,
jolly,
jolly.
And I say merry, you say Christmas. Merry
Christmas. Christmas.
Jolly.
The Johnsons point to their logo on their matching green jackets. Then, Jane grabs Jared's mic.
Hello, Evergreen Lane! So excited to be here for Christmas this year. And we are so thankful for the warm welcome. And we can't wait to celebrate the holidays with all of you. But first...
Honey! It's their Christmas tree lighting.
I'm so sorry. I didn't meet upstage anyone. Sorry about that. Goes like that or something. I'm so sorry. Let's get this lit!
Happy holidays. Okay, let's count it down. Three,
two, one.
again.
The Christmas tree lights up.
All right, well, that was a cute start, but are you guys ready to really get this party started?
Fireworks streak the sky. While the Johnsons strut in front of the smiling crowd, Emily stares up at the sky in confusion. Jared sees his neighbor's joyful faces, then forces himself to smile. Emily shakes her head and mouths, "What is happening?" As colorful fireworks burst high above Evergreen Lane, the Johnsons high five.
I want to show you something.
Oh, okay.
So my great-grandmother, who taught me everything I know about crafting, felted this stocking when she was 97.
Oh, she used a seed stitch to finish.
Pretty unusual, don't you think?
She should have used a rip stitch because that would have held up better.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, do you want to see how much room we can get between us?
I'm used to sitting in coach.
Okay, I'm not.
Sorry. Okay, let's get started.
Oh, we're going to start. Yeah. You know, I mean, she was older, so her eyesight was going. She probably did a lot of big stitches. You know, she's not my favorite grandma anyway.
No,
yeah, she's made a lot of bad choices.
I can see that.
Belinda, move, please, to my house. Okay, stop it. I just want to sit here. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'll take it down.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for being here, especially you two. Keep it together, Jared. Okay, we've really made an effort to expand this year's Christmas carnival. We'll try to invite as many people as possible, and Emily has really come up with some great activities for the kids, right, babe?
That's right, babe. We are going to have a Christmas craft house and a cookie decorating station. And, of course, we're going to have the annual toy drive for the community. Thank you so much, Belinda, for spearheading that.
It's my pleasure.
Yes, and to expand on that, some brand new activities leading up to the big day.
I've had to rework the schedule just a bit, but I think I figured it all out. So, on the 20th, in the morning, we are going to have the cookie contest, followed by the snowman tableau / snowball fight. Oh, yes, Jane?
Isn't that usually the next day?
Yes, you're right. But I had to move some things around to make room for our new event. Get ready. The sleigh ride around the loop. The kids are going to love it.
It's so fun.
Joe, yeah.
What about the bakers who also want to compete in the snowball fight? Aren't you worried about finger fatigue?
Yeah, it's a real thing. The crafting world is very concerned about it.
I really don't think that baking a few cookies is going to, you know, kick anybody out of the snowball fight.
It's not so much the baking, actually. It's the decorating that really gets you.
Yes, he's right. He's so right. I mean,
oh, well, that's a great example. Look at her hands.
Yeah. Wait, what? Why?
Chapped knuckles.
Oh, right.
I see what he means.
I mean, they're large.
Let's be nice.
Oh, that's.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna think about all that. But for now, plan on both of them being on the 20th. Jane, you don't really have to keep raising your hand. Do you have another question?
I do. Yeah. So it says here.
Where are you?
Section 2, Article 4.1. There shall be no limitations on the style nor the ingredients of the cookie competition.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, my dad is just gonna lose his mind.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He should do more crossword puzzles and Sudoku.
Oh, no, he's fine. I just mean he wrote that rule and you just read it and, well, he's a huge fan.
Cute. Can you tell him I want to amend this one?
What?
Because the winner of the cookie competition for the last 7 years in a row
Thank you.
Been winning on the same recipe.
What's wrong with that?
Well, don't you want to give others a chance?
Well, maybe if others came up with something as good as my pecan stockings, then maybe others would have a chance.
Right, but a true cookie competition is all about execution and decoration, and we should all be using the same recipe.
Okay, did Ned put you up to this?
I have not said word one, but Jane's got my wheels a-turning.
Okay, says the guy who's been gunning for my trophy since he had hair.
Hey, it's what's in the head, not what's on the head.
Yeah, well, both lacking.
Guys, I can assure you there's no collusion going on. We're just trying to ensure parity in the cookie competition.
Parity.
Yes, and all the elite HOAs, they have similar stipulations.
Okay, well, we are an elite HOA.
Did she say we're elite? She's saying we're an elite? We've been elite. Your father created this HOA. We've always been elite.
Be like everybody else. We are who we are, which is Evergreen Lane, and we have ways of doing things.
People. It's too late in the season to be changing rules.
She's right.
Well, actually, not really. Because it says right here, section
Section 7, Article 1. Contest rules are up for revision, provided there is a majority of members in favor. Shall we put it to a vote?
I nominate Jane Johnson.
This is not an election, Ned.
Oh.
Everyone in favor say aye.
Okay, we're not voting.
Don't you
dare.
You have to have
don't
a
you
second
raise your hand.
Motion.
If you say aye, that's the last word. Jared, do you want to do something about this?
Jay makes an excellent point, but I do think it would be
unwise
to have a rule change without everyone present.
Right. Everyone is present.
I meant everyone has presence.
Yes.
Like at my annual white elephant party.
But that's after the cookie contest.
Ned, nobody cares. Time is an illusion.
No, not at all. This is the deal. I mean, I know that you're fine. You're new. You're good.
Section 7, Article 1, Point C. Any and all changes made to the events, contest, or rules are to be determined before the annual tree lighting ceremony.
Yes, we can't. I wish we could change it, but we can't. So if I win, I win.
Jared dances.
Oh, that feels... Thank you, babe.
I am so glad you remembered that.
Your dad would have loved this so much.
Do
you think the Johnsons were impressed?
I think
they were impressed.
Yeah, I was impressed.
I really wish this was on videotape.
I just think it's your first HOA meeting. Just come and make nice, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I barely got through one day of the holiday calendar before she hijacks the whole meeting to talk about changing the HOA rules. Rules that my father wrote.
One horse, two horses, four. We can't have three horses.
What'd you say?
Nothing. About what?
What do you think about what I said?
I agree. 100%.
So what should we do?
About what?
Jared, about the Johnsons.
Oh, right. Look, I think we just give them a minute, you know? She was probably just nervous. You remember your first HOA meeting?
Oh, yeah. I think I showed up in my pajamas. Oh, I was super grinchy.
And look at you now.
Oh, just don't ever let me be a Grinch, okay?
Oh, you I'm not worried about. I think your little heart grew four sizes at Christmas.
All right, they're going to be here in 10 minutes. I really need your help.
You invited them to dinner. That's right.
Yeah, you didn't forget, did you?
No, I didn't forget. I think I was just in shock that they said, yes, I should change. Do I smell? I should probably wear something more formal, right?
You look great. Just breathe and bring the appetizers to the rotunda room, please. I have to powder my bouche de Noël.
Okay.
Emily sugars a long-shaped cake.
They're here.
You ready? This is a panic attack. I'm having a panic attack.
Here, take off your coats. We're going to have some appetizers.
That is what I call a bouche de Noël.
What do you call what I made?
Which is great, honey. Look how bouchy it is.
You know, Jane gets so carried away with her piping. I haven't seen her since yesterday.
Oh, you have been just as busy decorating the house all day trying to upstage the new neighbor.
Okay, it's true. I have a little bit of a competitive streak.
Oh, it's too bad Jimmy couldn't make it. He's so adorable.
Oh, thank you. He takes after me.
Nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. I mean, I was a little bit jealous when you guys came up on the stage. Not that I didn't want you there, but, you know, up on the housetop, it's kind of my song.
Oh, is that so?
The whole town kind of knows me as I'm the go-to Kris Kringle guy. So.
A fellow NSA man, I reckon, huh?
NSA?
Norwegian Santa Academy.
Class of 02.
What year were you?
I didn't graduate from there. I've never heard of it.
I'm not surprised. Program's invite only, so only a very small percentage of the population even knows it exists.
Honey, stop bragging. I'm sure Jared cares about Santa in his own special way.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about again? Oh, yes, Jimmy wanted to be here tonight, but when news of us moving into the area caught on, the Hale Center Theater reached out to him with the iconic role of Tiny Tim.
That's great. I auditioned for Tiny Tim when I was his age.
Oh, no. He didn't have to audition. Have you seen how many followers he has on TikTok? That production is lucky to have him.
Oh, I bet.
Hey, listen. I need to apologize for embarrassing you. That's technically against the Kringle Creed, so I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. I'm really read up on the North Pole. I mean, it's probably the exact same curriculum, so...
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we have a drink? Jared makes the most wonderful candy cane cocktails.
I do, yeah.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
How long do you infuse your vodka with peppermint?
I just use a dash of schnapps.
Interesting. I infuse for 4 weeks. Oh, I have an idea. What if we mix them both up and do a little taste test, huh?
What a great idea!
Oh, all right. Okay. Off your head.
Oh, these are very cheap glasses.
They're very cheap. They're glass, though, surprisingly. All right. Ah, starting with the good stuff.
Wow. This is gonna be fun.
The funnest.
Cheers.
couple of weeks.
It started out a little rough, but it ended up being a nice dinner.
See? First impressions aren't everything.
Yeah, I guess if they were, Jared and I probably wouldn't be together.
That's for certain.
They're just so crazy competitive. It's like every single thing we said had to be one-up by them.
It sounds exhausting.
It is.
I mean, I guess the fame has really gone to their head.
Their show is on cable TV, like deep cable. A cable channel nobody's ever heard of.
Well, other than the entire neighborhood and your whole family. And my Nana from Buffalo.
I had never seen one episode of the show before Jared made me binge watch 3 seasons of that insane over-the-top madness of a show.
Hi.
Hi. I was just talking about you.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
This is my best friend, Jess. Jess, this is our new neighbor, Jane.
Can I get a selfie with you, actually?
Of course. Christmas tree!
Thank you. We were just out shopping. What's up?
I just wanted to come by and say last night was so lovely. Thank you again.
We had a great time, too.
And when I got home, I was thinking, you know, at that HOA meeting, you didn't really get a chance to finish talking about the schedule changes you wanted to.
Oh, right. You know what? I will leave you to do it.
Wait. Emily grabs Jess's arm.
I can stay. You should.
I made a new schedule. Yeah. Now, I never really saw yours, but from what I gathered, I think we can both agree that mine's much cleaner.
Cleaner.
I added a bunch of fun new activities, a lot of competitions to really spice things up.
That's the thing. I don't really think Christmas is a spicy holiday.
Don't limit yourself. You really need to think big.
Do I, though?
So I added this speed wrapping race in between the cookie contest and the snowman tableau.
I'm sorry, speed wrapping?
For presents! It'll be so much fun! And then I also added an ice sculpture competition and a best decorations contest Christmas Eve!
Why don't you email me the schedule, and then I'll run it by Jared, and I'll get back to you.
I already emailed the entire HOA this morning, so it should be in your inbox.
You did.
And everyone loved it, according to the online survey that I sent as well.
I guess I better check my inbox.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
Great. Cute little nutcracker, by the way.
I wouldn't really call it little.
Oh, you would if you were me.
On the Johnson's lawn, a crew sets up giant nutcrackers.
Looking good.
So what's your take on second impressions? I, for one, am inspired.
At a neighborhood gift wrapping station.
She created a brand new schedule and sent it to everyone.
The nerve of some people.
Did you read it? Be honest, I can take it. What'd you think?
There was way too much competition for my taste.
Thank you.
The speed wrapping idea, I liked.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I even downloaded Eminem's Christmas album to practice.
Oh.
Prove it. Through the snow, I'm dashing down the chimney, crashing, looking for the cookies that the kid's been stashing.
Mary Louise, I don't think that's what she meant by speed wrapping.
Can't wait. What does Jared think about all this?
He's been so preoccupied with work, he hasn't had time to deal with it, but he was really impressed with her organization.
He's right.
Sure.
I mean, did you see how she color-coded time slots for volunteers? I mean...
Okay, that's not enough.
Game recognizes game.
So what do I do? I mean, all that hard work I did, it's just wasted? I just give in to her?
You leave it to me, Peaches. I've dealt with my share of Jane Johnsons in my day. She just needs a little Pamela pushback, and she will wilt like a poinsettia in the summer. Come on.
Let's do it.
Belinda, you got this, right?
Wait, what?
So, Mary Louise, what are you going to wear to this rap battle?
Just a minute. What's going on here?
Looks like everyone else is fed up, too.
Hi, ladies. Are you coming here to sign up for a volunteer position?
Back of the line.
Cool your coveralls, Ned. We're not in line.
Jane, I thought we agreed. I was going to go over all of your suggestions with Jared and then get back to you.
Yes, but there's just so much bureaucracy, so I just thought I would start things rolling. And look, everyone's thrilled.
Oh, I wouldn't say everyone.
It's real close to everyone.
By the way, you three should submit your votes for the improved cookie contest.
Excuse me?
No, we discussed this at the meeting. You have missed the deadline for changing the rules of the contest.
True, but it does say that I can add a new event anytime as long as I get a majority of the members voting for it. And I submitted an online proposal, and it is going great.
Is it close?
We already have a supermajority.
What's the point of voting?
Voting isn't just a right. It's a privilege.
Preach, sister.
Ned? You gotta do something. You gotta hurry.
I got you.
Okay.
Jane? I've thought a lot about this, and I have just one question for you.
Pamela checks out Jane's table.
Is this Mesopotamian papyrus?
I'm glad you noticed.
Oh my goodness. This scroll is exquisite. I mean, I've heard tell of this in some of my studies in college, but it's gorgeous. Do you beat your own reeds?
Thank you for noticing.
All right, do you use a quill or a metal nib?
I do quill, metal nib, ambidextrously, of course.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you should have seen Pamela. She just melted like she was standing in front of the great and powerful Oz.
Can you blame her? She's really intimidating. But she did have some really good ideas. The neighborhood is excited.
When did her schedule become the schedule?
It's not. I was just saying.
I have worked on this thing for months. And she just waltzes in here like the Sugar Plum Fairy and just tears it apart.
I know. And I do agree. I'm just really stressed. I'm really far behind. I mean, as a neighborhood knew that we were in the teens of December and I didn't have my flagship tree decorated. Talk about scuttlebutt city.
It's okay. It's our little secret. Look, I know you're stressed. And I'm sorry, but I just really need you right now.
I'm here for you, I promise.
Okay, good. So maybe just as HOA president, you can go over there and sit them down and just explain the rules to them.
Jane knows the rules better than I do.
Fine. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm a Melrose. I can do this. I can channel my parents. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to tell them that here on Evergreen Lane, we like to cooperate.
I love that about you. But I'm the president, and that's the president's responsibility.
Oh, good. I was feeling really panicky just thinking about doing that. All right, perfect. You do that, and I will finish decorating the tree.
Great.
Jared gazes at his Christmas tree.
So good.
Jared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right now? Okay.
Yeah, right now.
Oh. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Good luck, Mr. President.
In the evening, Emily finishes trimming Jared's tree. She climbs down from a ladder and looks up at her handiwork.
What is taking him so long?
Outside, Emily strides up the Johnsons' front walkway and onto their festive porch. A wreath glows on the door as Emily leans in to listen. Then, as Joe opens the door, she falls into the foyer.
Welcome to the party.
Hi.
Jared, your better half is here to join the party.
Right.
Jared strums a guitar.
Hey, babe. Hey, this was fun. But we have a thing.
That's why I'm here, the thing.
Right. Thank you for your hospitality. This was awesome.
We're going to have to jam some other time.
Oh, well, we are. Who is down for a jam?
Oh, my guys. Call it harmony. Look at this photograph.
That thing always makes me laugh.
Such a fun night, babe.
Looks like we're in the presence of a fellow Nickelbacker.
She's obsessed.
Was this the secret Christmas concert? How in the world did you get tickets?
Well, turns out they're big, big fans of the show. So Chadwick reached out and asked if we wanted floor seats.
Chadwick?
A.K.A. the Krogmeister. No, it's silly, but I give all my besties nicknames.
Emily cradles the photo in her hands.
Are you best friends with Chad Kroger?
Well, we timeshared a lake house with him, so yeah.
I'm going to back, okay? Yeah. Anyway, this was so much fun. Let's do it again.
Don't be strangers.
No, it's fun.
No, no.
Okay.
Ready?
All right, I'm right.
Guys, let's do this.
Yep.
On my count, ready? Here we go. One, two, one, two, three, four.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Jared leads Emily back to her porch.
What just happened?
Oh, that? You had an extreme case of FOMO.
No, I'm over that. For now. What I'm not over is you didn't do anything I asked.
I did tell them that they're... Christmas decor was really coming along. Did that not count?
Jared, I was counting on you to stand up for decency, for your role as president of the HOA, and for me.
You're right, Emily. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. It's just. They're so beguiling. They're like you.
I'm really tired. I'm gonna go to bed.
I can make you hot chocolate. We can talk about it a little more?
No, not tonight. The hot chocolate window has officially closed.
Oh, it's kind of early.
We're closed.
I love you.
And I love you.
She smiles, then heads toward the front door.
You're sure, right?
I'm sure.
In the morning, Jared takes a call as he leaves his house.
But if we don't have a cello, then it's not a string quartet, it's a string tritet. Say again? I have to call you back.
On the front walkway and lawn, he finds gnome-shaped speakers, then tromps across the snowy lawn to grab one.
Yeah.
On a yoga mat next door, Ned flaps his arms. Jared puts down the gnome and marches over to Ned.
Oh. Hey, Ned.
Namaste.
You do yoga?
Hold yoga. My chakras aren't going to line themselves. Am I right or am I right?
I don't know. Is this your gnome? Actually, let me rephrase. Are all of these your gnomes?
No. But I do know to whom they belong.
Who?
Joe Johnson set them up at 2 in the morning.
How do you know that?
Because I have a secondhand Yugoslavian security system using KGB motion infrared technology. Infrared never fails.
That sends you alerts?
No. At that hour, I usually just watch the live feed. It's scintillating.
And you don't have a problem with this music just blaring through our neighborhood like this?
Why do you think I'm doing yoga?
Yeah, that's not yoga.
Ned hops on one foot. In the evening, Jared visits the Johnsons' house.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, Jingle Jared. I'm glad you're here.
I was just about to test out the old Christmas lights. What's wrong? I've never had a nickname before. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Yeah. It's got a ring to it. Jingle Jared. Hey, I know we're not besties yet, but I've got a good feeling about us. Joe, I heard that you were the one putting all these speaker gnomes around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And I linked them up all over with Bluetooth, too. I thought it'd be nice if everybody on the lane could hear the same music and feel some magic at the same time.
Why, is there a problem?
No. I find them adorable, actually. But I needed you to maybe ask permission next time.
Oh, come on.
I thought you liked music. You're Jingle Jared, after all.
No, I do. I do. Jingle Jared loves music. It's just it would be nice for a heads up.
Well, heads up!
I mean, before you do it.
Look, I could go ahead and disconnect you if you want, but it messes with the triangulation of the mother signal, and then all the other speakers get discombobulated. And I don't know. My son could explain it better. I just know that they work together. Kind of like this neighborhood.
I understand. I really do. It's just, it's not the way we do things here.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do we do things around here exactly?
Well, since you asked, we have a system in place that allows us to celebrate Christmas to the fullest. And as president, I am privileged to push that system forward. So, Joe, it's for your own good and the good of this entire community.
Whoa, what's that there?
This is a citation for entering a neighbor's property without permission. Also, unlawful placement of sonic amplitude devices.
Come on, Jared.
I'm so sorry, Joe.
I thought we were becoming friends, buds, simpatico.
But this doesn't have to affect this.
You know what?
Hey.
Why don't you do the honors?
Joe, I shouldn't.
Come on. You know the old Norse proverb. To refuse to bring a neighbor light. You don't know it, do you?
I don't know it.
To refuse to bring your neighbor light is to bring him darkness. You don't want that, now do you?
I don't want that.
Then bring us light, my friend. Bring us light.
Jared lights the Johnson's Christmas display.
You did that, kiddo.
You did that.
In the morning, Jared visits Emily.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out comes good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of
I got absolutely no sleep last night.
I'm sorry.
So this is your fault?
It's 100% my fault.
What did you do?
It's more of what I didn't do. I wanted to give Joe a citation for installing his army of speaker gnomes. Instead, I chickened out. I'm such a fool around celebrities.
Oh, Jared, they want a reality show. Why is everyone acting like they deserve a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. If they would, make the Christmas Hall of Fame.
Please tell me that doesn't exist.
It does not. At least not yet. But that's a next year problem. Grab your coat, because we got bigger fish to fry, and I will grab the door.
Right.
Everybody's at my house. We have to fix this.
It is so bad.
How
can something so hideous come out of something so cute?
Is that them singing?
Every
single one.
Well, at least it's Christmas music.
I don't hear anything.
Big surprise there, Bob. You sound a bit pitchy to me.
Pitchy to you?
What is that supposed to mean?
It means I got a tuning fork with your name on it.
Okay.
You guys, they planned a competing cookie contest. We have to do something.
I tried talking to Joe, but he charmed me with a Norse proverb.
Actions speak louder than words, young Jedi.
Suggesting what would you be?
I bought a manufacturer's gross of defective elf on the shelf dolls on eBay in June. Nasty looking rascals. I wonder how jolly the Johnsons would be if we let all 144 of those rascals loose in their yard.
I gotta say, I like where this road is taking us.
No. Let's just take the high road.
Why? When the low road is so intriguing right now.
You guys, we're just gonna send out word to the neighborhood bulletin that we are reverting back to the old schedule, starting with the cookie competition. They're gonna see the lane come together and they're gonna have no choice but to fall in line.
Well, that might be harder than you think, as I heard they're offering a bit of coin for the winner.
Bitcoin, word we're looking for is Bitcoin.
That sounds interesting.
Okay, don't you get any ideas, Broadhead.
They're really turning the screws over there.
Nobody panic. We still have 42 confirmed entries.
What if everybody else breaks rank and joins the Johnson's cookie contest?
Then we will punish their treasonous ways with subterfuge and psychological warfare.
Yes, I finally feel seen by you.
And I like what I see, Ned.
We're gonna go with my plan. We're gonna get everyone to Belinda's for the cookie contest, and the rest is just gonna fall like dominoes.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna scout out a few low roads in the meantime, you know, just in case.
And I'm gonna block the Bluetooth frequency so we can think straight.
I still don't hear anything.
You're lucky, Bob!
At Belinda's house, Nicole samples Emily's cookie contest entry.
Did you remember to swap out the salt for the sugar?
I did.
They're actually good this time.
Oh, thanks, Nicole. Not that it matters. I mean, look at this place. It is empty. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but where is everyone?
I'll tell you exactly where they are. They're baking with the enemy.
I cannot believe they ignored our bulletin post. And where is Ned?
I don't want to jump to conclusions, but did you see Ned? He lit up like Rudolph's nose when he found out he wouldn't have to compete against Pamela this year.
No, he wouldn't. Would he?
I don't know anymore. He slept in. He probably slept.
Yes. There was an Ice Road Truckers marathon on last night. You know he can't resist that.
Exactly.
Cookie.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Thanks, Nicole.
All right, everyone. It's time to announce the winner.
Belinda consults her judge's notebook.
Oh, I must admit, competition wasn't as robust as in years past.
A win is a win. Get to the gold.
Since I'm the head judge, my entry isn't eligible. Plus, we had a disqualification. So I will start with the runner-up, the only other contestant, Emily Melrose.
Thank you.
Second place.
Not bad.
It's technically last place, too.
Thank you.
All right, the winner, yet again, for the eighth year in a row, is...
We all know it was me. Thank you.
Why aren't you happy, Mom?
Because victory isn't the same without seeing the agony of defeat in the eyes of the vanquished.
But my streak is still alive! Ah, yeah! Two more wins and I'm sitting for a portrait!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Outside, Ned carries a trophy.
What you got there, Ned?
Oh, this. I just found this at a garage sale.
Oh, you did? Yeah, how much was it? Yeah, just what I thought. You traitorous turncoat. How could you? After all that we have been through, you are my third emergency contact right after Alan and the dog sitter.
We all deserve to have a moment in the sun.
But what about our plans? All of those wonderful low roads we were going to take together?
Johnson showed me a new path. I simply had to take it.
How did they get to you, Ned?
It is very, very cold in the shadows, my friend. I had to step triumphantly into the light.
Give me that trophy. I'm going to snap it in two.
No, you leave it on this.
You don't even know I can do it. That trophy. It'd be lonely in your
house. This feels better. Yes. Everyone coming together to celebrate the joy of winter.
At the end of the day, it's all about the kids, right?
Yeah, that's the HOA president I fell in love with.
Really?
Jimmy throws a snowball.
Jimmy, okay, that was a good throw, but the snowball fight's not until after you finish building your snowman. Well, that was another good throw, but we're gonna wait for all the other kids, okay?
I thought this was a no-rule snowball fight.
You wanna handle this?
Yeah, this is a no-rule snowball fight, buddy, but we're gonna wait for the other kids to get... Little. Jack, you mind if I borrow this, buddy? Drive.
Jerry lobs a snowman's head at Jimmy.
No point in running, Jimmy. Your parents can't help you now.
Oh, no. Definitely not a good idea.
The trap! Fire!
A crowd throws snowballs.
Mayday, we have a code white in the cold stack. I repeat, a code white. We need all available units, please. Requesting all available units.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Ned turns off his walkie-talkie while Jared, Emily, and other neighbors run from the Johnson snowball attack.
Victory!
You obviously fell for the classic ambush. I can't say I'm not disappointed.
Especially in you, Jared.
Death! We had to take cover inside, and we have not left the house since.
Over a snowball fight? That does seem a little extreme.
Oh, no, no, no. It was no ordinary snowball fight.
It was awful. I'll never forget the look in Jimmy's eyes. It's like he was unhinged. Possessed.
We've tried talking to them. We've tried ignoring them. They're just so intense. It's like Christmas is turning into the Hunger Games.
That does sound stressful.
Painful, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just want the neighborhood to have a magical holiday like we always do, but it's so hard when they just won't cooperate.
Really stuck in the chimney on this one. What do we do?
Have they violated the HOA bylaws in any way?
Yes, and I was going to cite him for it, but I felt bad. He gave me this really cool nickname, and I let him off the hook.
That's an honest mistake, Jared. But when it comes to incentives, there are carrots and there are sticks. Using both tends to be the most effective strategy. Keep it the niceties, but maybe it's time to really throw the book at them. They have to be treated like everyone else. The founders believed that no one is above the HOA bylaws.
By the founders, you mean us, right?
Of course I do. Who else would I mean?
I don't know who you mean. Why would you say the founders?
What else? I've always said the founders.
Guys,
it's embarrassing for you to say
that. I think it's your obsession with James Madison.
Think they understand.
Guys, we really have to go, okay? We have to go. Thank you. You know what time it is?
Surprise inspection time.
On the Johnson's lawn, Emily shakes an oversized bell.
Where's Bingle? None.
Jared writes a citation. She inspects reindeer.
Nope.
He writes another, and she measures a nutcracker.
Nope. Definitely too tall.
Nope, definitely too tall. Just as I suspected.
Oh, Ms. Melrose.
Jingle Jared. You dried off pretty quick for a guy who just got absolutely pummeled by snowballs. What you up to? Just conducting a routine inspection.
Of what?
Just making sure the house is up to code.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any code violations around here.
Well, these lights are definitely not LEDs, which means you have surpassed maximum wattage allowance. And also, this nutcracker definitely exceeds maximum height.
Well, I didn't see anything about a maximum height.
Well, you should have read up, Buttercup. There is a lot of great info in that appendix. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, there is. Indeed, there is. Especially Section 6, Article D, which we discussed the other night.
The unlawful placement of a sonic amplitude device?
Bing! As a matter of fact, that's the one.
Honey, I thought I told you to ask permission before placing those speakers.
Okay, sorry, honey. I put the sleigh before the reindeer.
I know, but you do that all the time, and
no,
it's ruining
it
my life.
It's not fair for me to say that I do it all the time.
Say something.
I can just leave these in your mailbox, or I can hand them to you, whichever you prefer.
What happens if someone chooses to ignore the citations?
Then someone gets fined.
And if that someone chooses not to pay the fine.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Joe, because as president, I can commute these punishments with alternate means of recompense.
Oh.
Such as I would settle for mandatory attendance to my annual white elephant party.
Sounds lovely. Where should we be? When should we be there?
Jared's Hall, 7 p.m. tomorrow. There's a dress code.
Well, hope it's not something tacky like ugly sweaters.
Actually, it's exactly that tacky.
And I have a closet full of doozies if you need to borrow something.
That won't be necessary for sure.
Okay, good. We'll see you there.
Wouldn't miss it.
You actually can't miss it, remember?
Right.
All right.
Oh, I think that went okay.
I think so.
Bye.
Bye.
Those real smiles?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm at the Chuck E. Cheese Christmas special.
Bye.
At Jared's party.
Have they addressed the citations yet?
I told them if they came in peace, all would be forgiven.
You think that'll work?
That softened our sweet Emily, didn't it? Right, Bip?
Like a bowl full of jelly.
That might have worked for Molly McButter here, but those Johnsons are a different breed. I mean, what if they don't accept our olive branch?
Well, Ned is our sergeant of arms at the HOA, and if it comes to that, we will ask him.
Where is Ned, anyway?
Probably building a shrine to display his traitorous new trophy.
Bob, I want an onion and an olive.
Yes, dear.
Maybe this is going to blow over. We're going to exchange gifts, and we're going to get to know each other better.
And maybe this isn't a tennis racket.
The Johnsons arrive.
Hey, welcome!
Come in.
Wait, those aren't ugly Christmas sweaters.
No, they're actually really cute.
We're not here for your ugly Christmas sweater party.
But you're not?
No. We're throwing a Yuletide poetry jam at our place.
We saw right through your carrots and stick strategy. We came to inform you that we are hereby officially withdrawing from all HOA Christmas activities.
You can't do that.
We just did. And we won't be needing this anymore.
My special edition.
Or these.
You have no legal precedence to do this.
Actually, they do.
I knew it.
I happen to have a signed addendum voted on and approved by Albert Melrose 2016, which states any member of the HOA which does not wish to participate in neighborhood festivities can withdraw with the approval of one board member. Let them celebrate how, where, and what they may.
Now, thanks to Ned, we're free to be jolly in the Johnson way.
I have no recollection of this.
That was the night we all had one too many of Bob's holiday Mai Tais.
My bad.
Why isn't this in the handbook? And why did you make me participate last year?
It was before my time.
You all have a copy. I faxed it to you the night it was ratified.
Come on, Ned. None of us have used a fax machine since Desert Storm.
Come on. We have some festive pros to attend to.
Viva la resistance!
Not so fast.
Why, Ned? Why?
No man can serve two Santas.
Edgar Broadhead, for your treasonous behavior, I call for your immediate dismissal from Santa's helpers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion is passed.
Hand over your walkie.
Must I?
You must.
Ned reaches into his vest and returns his walkie-talkie.
You are dismissed.
Ned turns and shuffles down a sidewalk.
That was a bust.
There's only one way to fix this.
Emily presses a button on the walkie-talkie.
Switching to channel 12. Attention, silver and gold leaders. Calling on silver and gold leaders. We have a situation here.
We are on our way.
Mount up!
How are your big plans coming?
The proposal? I've been so busy with all this HOA craziness that I haven't had much time to think about it.
Oh, don't let that get to you.
I know, but it's really making me have a loss of confidence.
Jared, take time to think about the moment, reflect on it, because it'll be in the distant past before you know it.
Well, let me ask you a question. How confident was Dad when he proposed to you?
Are you kidding? He procrastinated and dithered, and I think he chickened out at least a half a dozen times.
Really? Well, he told me a much different version.
I speak truth, and he's not around to contradict me, so what I say goes.
Fair.
I love you, son. No, yeah, this whole thing has got to go.
Okay, we're going to 86 Santa's Village, stat.
No, don't touch that. Logistically, this is perfect here. What are you doing?
Well, logistically, this is perfect for our ice sculpture competition.
And I have a new chiseling set to christen.
Ned, I am not moving Santa's Village, especially not for some cockamamie ice sculpting contest.
Jared, I put up with so much from you, but the words cockamamie, ice, sculpture, and contest in combination are fighting words, man.
Don't be ridiculous, Ned. Just take this somewhere else.
I don't see why you can't just take this somewhere else.
Because I personally applied for the permits to have Santa's Village right here on this spot. So if you have a problem with it, you should take it up with City Hall.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may have won this battle, but you have not won the war.
It is not a war, people. It's a Christmas carnival.
All right, come on, everyone. Let's go.
What is happening? What is it with her and winning? I mean, it's the most wonderful time of the year. We've already won.
Emily, there's nothing to worry about. When Silver and Goldie get here, it's going to be game over.
Albert and Gail arrive in a cab.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
While Gail grabs their luggage, Albert dons sunglasses.
Troll the ancient Christmas carol.
Emily reaches for a hug, and he strides right past her.
Welcome home, sir.
Get me up to speed. I want a full summary with all the major players.
Mom, hi. Welcome home.
The house looks great.
Oh, thank you. How was your flight?
It was wonderful. I watched Christmas at Graceland, and it really got me in the spirit.
Oh, that's great.
Perfect. But your father kept quoting Art of War, which kind of killed the mood.
We need a strategy that focuses on their vulnerability.
It's genius, sir.
Thank you.
Want to go wrap presents while they strategize?
I thought you'd never ask.
Yes.
In the living room.
So how are you guys? Good? Happy?
Really happy. Yeah. This whole mess with the Johnsons has been a little difficult, though. But you know what? I think it's shown us that we're a really great team.
That's what matters. After all these years with your father, there's one main reason why it's worked.
The fact that you both insist Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
That has helped. But really, because we're best friends.
Aww.
We figured it out.
Wait, no, we're wrapping presents.
This is more important than presents. We figured out how to get rid of the Johnsons for good.
I don't think we want to get rid of them, do we?
What choice do we have? They are destroying the very fabric of the neighborhood.
The point is to try and find a way to weave them into the fabric.
They committed HOA treason. You need to pull the weed out by the root.
By the root?
Okay, nothing they did technically was illegal, thanks to the addendum you signed.
It was never meant to be used nefariously. That was only for people who were not able to physically and emotionally be in a state of celebration.
Oh, that's interesting. So like me last year.
No comment.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, what else is on this list?
Fill their entire chimney with coal, use space heaters to melt all of their snow, write a smear piece saying they don't believe in you-know-who.
Keep reading.
These are just some of the greatest hits. Bring them some figgy pudding, and I do mean a truckload of it. Invite Ned's improv troupe to ad-lib the Christmas Carol for them. And then this is one of my personal favorites. Hire a singing telegram to do the 12 days of Christmas over and over and over. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
No, these are terrible ideas, especially that one. We cannot fight fire with fire.
Oh, sir, fire, is that too much?
Probably.
But what if it's a flaming Yule log?
Love that. Put it on the list.
No, no more list. We have to make peace.
Honey. I came here to help you solve this problem, and that's what we're trying to do.
But the Johnsons love a fight, and this is just playing into their hands.
What do you suggest we do?
I don't want to do anything aggressive, or passive-aggressive for that matter. I said we go over there, we sit down like adults, and once and for all, we find a compromise.
It's actually not a bad idea, sir.
Put it on the list.
Thank you.
But don't nix my Jacob Marley bit.
No, sir.
I don't even know what that means.
Trust me, you don't.
So, what brings y'all by?
We thought we could have a heart-to-heart. I feel like it's been made very clear that the four of us haven't been on the same page when it comes to the neighborhood festivities. We want to take responsibility for being a bit too rigid with our traditions, and we were thinking that your family could take ownership for being a bit aggressive.
Assertive
when it comes to pushing yours.
You're absolutely right. We both put the sleigh before the reindeer sometimes.
I realize that we may have ruffled some goose feathers, what with coming up with all our own holiday events, but I'm sure it's not something we can't fix, right?
That's exactly what we're hoping to do today. Great. Let's get into it.
Great. So when my parents founded the HOA, they wanted everyone in the neighborhood to have as much fun at Christmas as possible.
It's a noble thing. And if you'll accept our apology, we'd like to rescind our withdrawal from the HOA festivities.
That was just a little Johnson family heat-of-the-moment enthusiasm thing, so...
We'd love to have you guys back.
Terrific! Phew!
Wow. And listen, Joe, about the citations, just forget about them. I mean, I know you already ripped them up, but let's just pretend that I ripped them up. And, you know, you guys are new here, and you're getting settled in, so...
Hey, thanks for that. You know, that's very Jingle Jared of you. You know what? This is happening. Get over here. Come here.
Oh. Jared tightly hugs Joe.
Okay. Let's not ruin it. Okay. Sure.
All right. So can we expect your help with the Christmas carnival?
We're all in.
As a matter of fact, we were just brainstorming this morning.
Oh, yeah. Let's just calm that storm because the carnival's really all mapped out.
Oh, no, no. It's not going to interfere with your plans at all. It's going to be in the morning before the carnival.
Oh, so what'd you have in mind?
We're calling it the Christmas Games.
Instead of having all these different competitions peppered in leading up to the days before Christmas like we had planned.
Oh, like you planned?
Right. We just thought we would all have it in one day and the winner will be, get this, the Christmas goat.
Wait, goat? Like,
greatest of all time.
And let me guess, you two are competing.
The idea is one person from every household will represent their family.
That's a no-brainer for the Johnson clan. It's true.
Can I ask, what kind of events do you have in mind?
Oh, the usual wreath making, gingerbread construction, ice sculpting, Christmas cocktail mixing, and holiday trivia.
This sounds like a lot. Not every family has to participate. It's totally optional.
I think I'm going to have to pass. I already have so much on my plate.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. As president, you should probably take a dignitary role. That's really smart.
What about you, Emily? Are you game?
Well, I have to help Jared. There's so much going on. I think I'll probably have to say no.
Oh, but can't you just imagine all the families in the neighborhood cheering and having such a great time?
Yeah, don't shut it down before we've had a chance to think about it.
Oh, no. I'm not shooting it down. I'm here to compromise. I just think the spirit of it all feels a little
complicated.
Competitive. What we're looking for is competitive.
It's okay, Emily. We understand. just a little surprised is all.
Why is that?
I don't think I should say.
No, I really want to hear.
No, you know what? I'm a gentleman. I can't say.
Then I will. We never took you for such a Grinch.
She didn't mean it, babe. Happy thoughts. Santa Claus, candy canes, Chad Kroeger, Nickelback.
I'm sorry. Did you just call me a Grinch?
If the stocking fits.
Do you know what a Grinch is? A Grinch is someone who tries to ruin Christmas, which you have been doing since the second you landed on this lane.
Says the Grinch.
I am not a Grinch.
Prove it. Enter the Christmas games.
You know what, Jane? I will enter those games, but I have a few conditions of my own.
Let me guess. At the end, everybody hugs and gets participation ribbons.
It's me versus you. That's it. If you win, you can keep ignoring our traditions and you can celebrate however you want.
You sure about this, babe?
I am sure, babe. And if I win, guess what? You back off. You fall in line with all of the HOA rules and you join your neighbors who are dedicated to the spirit of Christmas.
Sign me up, sister.
Let the games begin.
Outside.
Me, a Grinch. Can you believe that?
She's just trying to rile you up. You can prove nothing to her.
This isn't about proving I'm not a Grinch. This is about standing up for myself, my family, and Evergreen Lane, and most of all, Christmas.
Understood. Got your back.
Good, because we have a lot of work to do. All right, team. The Christmas games are tomorrow morning, which means you have exactly 24 hours to lead me, guide me, walk beside me. All the way to victory.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling?
Good. It's gonna be good.
I'm concerned.
She'll be fine.
I don't know.
You got this.
Yeah.
Like the cruise director on the Titanic.
Well, first things first. I think what we should do is let's list the events and evaluate your strengths and weaknesses.
Okay. That only sounds mildly humiliating.
We're all family here. We just want to figure out an effective training schedule and qualified mentorship.
Okay, fine. Go for it.
All right. We have five events. We have Christmas tree wreath making, gingerbread construction, ice sculpting, Christmas cocktail mixing, and holiday trivia. What do you feel you need the most help with?
Cocktails, hands down.
Wreath making.
Ice sculpting.
Christmas trivia.
No, gingerbread houses. I can't just pick one.
Wow. You guys, am I hopeless?
No, darling.
No.
Oh, no.
Emily, you are not hopeless, not with us as coaches.
I think what everyone is trying to say is we have you back every step of the way. Right, guys?
Right.
The first step in wreath making.
Is selecting your wreath?
No, that is ridiculous. Who told you that? Was it Claire down at the craft crate?
I only talked to her once.
Well, talk to her. She talks too much, okay? She's trying to undermine me.
What are you guys working on right now? Is it the sealant for the vent? Or the electrical.
I don't think we need vents.
No, we need a vent.
Gosh.
Bob mixes cocktails.
Isn't he a dreamboat? Okay, ready? What language do the reindeer names Donner and Blitzen derive from?
Donner and Blitzen.
You got this, Emily. It's an easy one.
Give her a chance, Jared.
I have no clue.
Donner und Blitzen. It's German. Thunder and lightning.
Of course. All right, tag me in.
Who played six different roles in Polar Express?
Oh, I know that one. Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Good.
Got it. Gentle sweep to the left. Gentle sweep to the right.
You're sweet, Dad. I'll take it from here.
In the yard, Emily wields a chainsaw.
Now, this one clearly is not finished. This is just some stuff I picked up on my walk this morning.
Beautiful.
Have you ever used a hot glue gun before? Put it down. Please. That is dangerous. Did you bring your safety goggles?
I don't think you really need safety goggles for a glue gun.
Like 30 people every year get injured with hot glue guns?
No.
That's something that Claire at the craft crate didn't tell you.
I love the icing terrible. Bag.
No, you're doing really
fine. I'm gonna get covered. Oh,
that was my fault. That was my fault.
It's okay.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What did Jimmy Stewart find in his pocket in It's a Wonderful Life?
Scissors pedal.
No, I knew that.
Couldn't help myself, son.
You're a tip off the old ice block.
There is a
school of thought that unless you can fit your head through the wreath, the proportions are wrong. So let's do a little check here.
Okay.
Just see if you can fit your head through it. Did an ornament drop?
It did, I'm so sorry.
Well, I guess somebody should have read the pamphlet with a hot glue gun.
Final gun drop.
Ready?
Go.
No, here we go. It's like the capstone.
Oh. Right, moment of truth.
Emily serves a cocktail.
Cheers.
Jared sips the drink and pounds the counter.
10 out of 10 Lords of Leaping. Delicious. That's fantastic.
Outside, Emily carries gingerbread.
You make that yourself?
Oh, Jimmy, hi. Wow, I didn't see you there. Yes, I did. I had a little coaching, but yeah.
Looks delicious.
Well, thank you.
My parents always make the best gingerbread houses, but they never let me eat them because you're not supposed to eat works of art.
Well, that's too bad. Eating them's the best part. Do you want to eat this one?
Serious?
Why not? It's just a practice house. I ate a whole wall while I was making it, so I'm stuffed. Just promise me you'll ask your parents first, okay?
I promise.
You know what? You remind me so much of myself when I was...
Thank you.
Jimmy walks off with the house.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
On the 11th day of Christmas, what did my true love say to me?
11th piping.
How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad, I can also sing it.
How many ghosts show up in Christmas Carol?
Dickens, 4. Dad. Muppets, 5.
Look what Emily gave me.
You've got to be kidding me.
No way she made that herself.
She said I could eat it if it's okay with you guys.
Absolutely not. We need to study her design and make sure we can top it.
Yeah, your mother's right. This is an opportunity to really crush them.
I'm tired of crushing people. Seriously, it's all that we've done since we got on TV. I wish we never would have won Ho Ho House.
Don't say that.
You're the Jolly Johnsons, kiddo.
Maybe I just want to be the regular Johnsons who have regular Christmas, like you promised me when we moved here. You said it yourself. You didn't want people to treat you different.
And we meant it.
And maybe you should stop trying to prove that you're better than them.
Jane and Joe blink rapidly as Jimmy leaves the kitchen. Outside, Emily chisels at a Christmas tree ice sculpture.
Looks like my work here is done. So, how's everything?
It's good. I just want it to be just right, you know?
I meant with you and Jared.
Oh, good. I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell. We've been wrapped up in all this Christmas craziness.
Well, I can understand that. Just don't let it get in the way of what's really important, okay?
I won't.
Whatever happens tomorrow, I'm proud of you, Emily.
Aw, thanks, Dad.
Okay, I gotta go. Time for my annual Christmas Die Hard Marathon.
Oh, maybe I'll join you for part two.
Come on!
Pretty good.
How are you feeling about tomorrow?
Well, if it's going to be anything like today, it's going to be very long and very difficult.
Well, I think it's going to be a great day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
you know why?
Enlighten me.
Well, you are trying to save Christmas for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you my John McClane.
What does that mean?
You're my Christmas hero.
Aww.
All right, go get some sleep because I have to go home.
Oh, don't leave.
I would. I don't want to, but I'm a little behind on your Christmas surprise, so.
Well, then you better hop to it.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Jared kisses Emily.
Take care of that knee, John.
All right. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
4.
In the song, what was Frosty the Snowman's nose? A bun. What popular Christmas song warns that you better watch out? Santa Claus is coming to town.
Where is she? She's never late. She'll be here.
Don't worry. She's going to be here.
Victory party for you.
There she is. She's coming. She's coming.
Oh, Pamela, you're here.
Oh, sorry I'm late, but I have a really great reason.
Alan brings jackets.
Alan!
I designed them myself.
Okay, sure, babe, but who was up all night hand-stitching them? Me. It was me. There's one for all of you. Here, Emily, even though you're the one representing us today, this way, you'll know that we've all got your back.
The red jackets feature an Evergreen Lane logo with a fiery nutcracker on the back. Emily and Jared put their jackets on. Mary Louise guides Bob's arm into his jacket sleeve, and Pamela and Helen toss their hair over their shoulders. Nearby, Albert and Gail dance while wearing their new jackets. Jared bares his teeth, putting on his game face as he and Belinda hug. Festive and fierce in their jackets, Emily and the Evergreen Lane crew stride toward a crowd gathered for the Christmas games. The Johnsons arrive with Ned. In the crowd, people wave signs that read, "We are Evergreen Lane," "Fa la 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 loser," and other slogans.
Let's hear it for our contestants!
Jane and Emily face off.
You ready for this?
I guess we'll see.
Oh, it's on like Ray Poupon.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first annual Christmas Games. Two competitors will go head-to-head in a fierce competition to decide who has the most Christmas spirit on Evergreen Lane and be named the Christmas Goat.
We want Jane!
We want Jane! We want Jane!
Emily!
Emily! Emily!
Emily! Emily frowns at the chaotic crowd. Helen shakes her head and leaves in tears. As Jimmy and a group of neighborhood kids follow, Emily looks around at the unruly mob of adults.
No, everyone stop. Please just stop. Can you just stop? Oh, for the love of Christmas, just stop! What is happening to us? I mean, look around you guys. Don't you realize it's Christmas? Do you know that last year I moved back because I fell in love? And not just with Jared, but with this whole neighborhood. This place is so special. I mean, we take care of each other. We look out for each other. We bring out the best in each other. But all I see are people I don't even recognize. I don't even recognize myself. Christmas isn't a game, you guys. It's not about sides and winning. We're one neighborhood. And if we can't come together, especially at Christmas, then I don't know if this is the neighborhood I fell in love with.
Helen and Jimmy return.
I'm sorry, but I have to withdraw. And it's not because I might lose. I would most definitely lose. But it's because this isn't us. I want to have a joyful Christmas that's full of love. And I'm pretty sure you do, too.
Jared applauds. Emily smiles as her neighbors join in. Outnumbered, Joe and Jane look at the ground. Jared and Emily embrace in front of the crowd.
The deal's a deal. If you withdraw, you lose, and I get my way.
I know. And I'd rather you have your way than be at odds with you. So you win. Congratulations. You can celebrate however you want. And I'm going to go celebrate Christmas with the people I love the most.
What if all we want is to be a part of Evergreen Lane?
Jane, I don't know what kind of game you're trying to play, but please.
No game. No competition. Just real. Today you reminded us of what Christmas used to mean to us before we were, well, jolly.
Joe rests his hands on Jane's shoulders.
She's right. We just want to be the Johnsons again. On the jolliest street that ever existed.
Should we start over?
I would really like that.
Emily hugs Jane. Helen snaps a Polaroid and shares it with Jimmy.
Now that's a photo.
Joe hugs Jared tightly.
Oh, you gotta get me one of those jackets.
I'll get you one, buddy.
You need to talk to
me. I don't want to.
Alan steers Pamela toward Ned.
You got a little something on your face.
What?
Right?
Oh.
She boops Ned's chin, then smiles and hugs him.
Maybe next year we can maybe bake together. Something like that.
In your dreams.
Okay, I cook alone, all right? I cook alone.
At the Christmas carnival, neighbors arrange cupcakes and hot cocoa in booths. Jared and Emily hold hands while they stroll.
You look beautiful.
Aw, thank you. He looks beautiful.
This is quite a turnout. The art station is absolutely bonkers. You know, I think this might be the best Christmas carnival we've ever had. Thanks to you.
It's a team effort.
A pretty good thing going, don't we?
You know what? I think it's more perfect than perfect.
So are you.
They kiss.
Hey, you two. Look, honey. Young love.
Speaking of young love.
Yeah.
Helen, honey, Santa's watching.
Only gets better, kids.
Helen and Jimmy walk side by side with their cupcakes.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! High five!
Woo, Christmas!
Yeah, all right. Good job. Ho, ho, ho!
Are you sure you're okay with this?
You could have only seen how much it meant to him. Plus, he told me he was going to introduce me to people that London or Regent Santa Academy.
Maybe we should table that for now.
Tabled and chaired. In the meantime, I have to take care of a few things.
Okay, I'm going to be on Coco duty, but I'll see you after, right?
Right as reindeer.
I don't think that's the same.
But it could be. But it could be.
Right.
At night, Emily serves Coco.
There you go. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, I'm so glad you guys are here.
It was great to be back helping out.
You and Jared have done such a great job bringing all of this together. We feel very confident in you taking over the HOA.
Thanks, Mom. Does being back here make you guys miss the old glory days?
I forget how exhausting it is putting out all the fires.
He is lying. He definitely misses the drama.
Aw, and what about you?
I miss the neighbors. These people are our family.
Well, if Jared and Emily ever end up together, there might be a house that comes back on the market.
Any progress on that front?
Let's just focus on Christmas, shall we?
Ooh. I always liked that Jared Farnsworth.
He's an architect, you know.
You don't say.
Uh-huh. Where is my young apprentice anyway? He's missing all the fun.
I don't know. He disappeared about an hour ago. He said he had some last-minute plans to take care of.
A horse-drawn carriage arrives. Ned hops off with a rose bouquet.
These are for you. And your presence is requested.
What is all this?
Well, whatever it is, it looks magical.
Emily offers her walkie-talkie to Ned.
Trade ya?
Gladly, my lady.
He takes the walkie and gives her the bouquet. Together, they board the carriage. Ned waves to the driver.
Let her go, Mike.
Snow flurries drift while the carriage rolls past Emily's smiling neighbors, each holding sparklers in their hands.
What is happening?
She grins and waves to everyone. The carriage pulls up in front of Jared's house. On the front walkway, Jared turns toward four musicians while Emily climbs down from her seat. Ned escorts Emily to Jared, then smiles at the couple as he takes the bouquet back to the carriage.
What is all this?
I'm trying to get you all to myself.
Along with a string quartet?
Just roll with it.
I'm getting a little nervous.
Well, don't be nervous. I just got you a Christmas present.
It's beautiful, but you didn't wrap it.
It's what's inside.
Jared kneels in front of her.
Is this really happening?
Emily Melrose, I've been in love with you forever. And I will always be in love with you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
He slides a ring onto her finger. Emily and Jared kiss, then share a warm smile as snowflakes fall.
Merry Christmas.
Another year, another great Christmas on Evergreen Lane. And Jared found a way to one-up anything even the Jolly Johnsons could have done that year. It's funny, I never asked Santa for Jared to propose to me, but somehow, he already knew exactly what I wanted.